Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'll never, ever, ever, ever forget this. Have a circular drive. I go out the door, have the Bible in my hand, I turn to John chapter 8, and I'm reading, and literally tears are going down my eyes because these ladies are going to die and go to hell without believing that Jesus Christ died for their sins. And I'm going out, and they walked to the house slow, but so help me, it was like yesterday. They were leaving, these are old ladies, they were going like this. I'll never forget it. And I had my Bible open. I said, listen, Jesus said that if you don't believe that I am, you'll die in your sins. I said, you have to believe that He's God, very God, or Jesus said you're going to die in your sins. If God says that Jesus is God, whether you believe it or not, it don't matter to me. It don't change a thing. He's God, very God. We find that John declared Jesus to be God in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, just a few decades ago, this Jehovah's Witness had that. They had a King James Bible. Did you know that? They changed it because they couldn't overcome that passage. So they got what they call a New World Translation, the NWT. They changed it a few decades ago. Now that verse says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Amazing how they changed that one little word. Okay. Well, John declared that He's God, very God. Remember Thomas in John chapter number 20, verse number 28. Jesus had rose from the dead, and you know the story, time won't allow me to elaborate it. But Jesus appeared to John. He was there. Let me share. This is just too funny to me. The Bible, when you look at it, just it's real. Jesus rose from the dead on, you know, that. Anyway, He appeared to disciples on a Sunday morning. He appeared at the garden tomb. Then Sunday night, He appeared to them in the upper room. The doors were locked for fear, and He appeared to them. But Thomas wasn't there the first Sunday night of His resurrection. Remember that? He wasn't there. Which means if you don't come to church on Sunday night, you may miss the Lord. Amen, preacher. Anyway, he showed up Sunday night service and Thomas wasn't there. Thomas told the disciples, Thomas, you missed it. The Lord, He's risen. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Unless I stick my hands in His side and His hands and see, then I can believe it. And that's why we call Him Doubting Thomas, you know. But listen, all of us are doubters. And that's a whole other message there. Anyway, the next Sunday, we read that He appears to him again. This time Thomas is there. Verse number 27. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust him aside, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. God declared Jesus to be God. John declared Him to be God. Thomas declared Him to be God. Let me read verse number 20. Are you still up there? Verse number 29. This is to us. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. That's a good thing. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's us. We're more blessed in them than Thomas. That's what Jesus said. More blessed are us that have not seen, yet we believe. Have you seen Jesus? Please don't say yes. He's now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. He's in heaven today. One day He's coming back, but we haven't seen God, or hadn't seen God either. Hadn't seen Jesus. Jesus said, more blessed are they that haven't seen yet believe. That's you, that's me. And anyway, Paul declared Jesus to be God in Titus 2:13. Throw that one up there, Greg. A lot of people miss this one. They talk about the return of Jesus Christ. But in this statement, Paul declares Jesus to be God when he says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He called Jesus Christ the great God. Amen and amen. The angels declare Jesus to be God. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 23, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Remember that one. Let me give you one more in Isaiah. I should have marked that. Isaiah chapter 9. We just had Christmas just a little while back. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. Again, an angel proclaiming that Jesus is God. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So we believe that Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh. And that's what Paul is trying to explain to these Hebrew Christians. He's much better than the prophets. Much better than the prophets. And he's so much better than the angels. And it says here, and I'll close, verse number 8. Unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. You know, forever is a long time. And ever is even longer. I just love that. We miss that. Forever and ever and ever. It's time out of mind. That's our King. Because he's have a scepter of righteousness. It's the scepter of thy kingdom. The scepter of righteousness is his kingdom. Boy, here in America, we're far from it right now. Amen. Far from it. Don't get me preaching. But I tell you what, I wrote this down yesterday. Jesus' throne is forever. You can't vote him out. You won't vote him out. You're not going to be able to impeach him. We need to do that. I'll leave politics out, but you can't throw him out. Forever and forever. God said, you will have a scepter of righteousness forever. He's going to have a perfect kingdom, perfect people. We're going to be in it. Well, we ain't too perfect right now. Amen, preacher. But one day, won't it be something? We're going to be like him. Not going to be little gods running around, but we're going to be just like him, have a glorified body. Sinless, sickless, won't that be something? All these people struggling, we don't have to worry about that no more. We don't have to take castor oil. You know what castor oil is? I don't know why. You know what castor oil? Y'all kind of fancy, I don't know if you know. Back in the country, growing up, mama made me take castor oil. Black draught. I don't know if you can even find that at Walgreens, or can you find that? And if you can, buy me some. I'm going to give it to my grandkids. If I had a runny nose, she'd give me that black draught or castor, whatever it was on the thing. And if it'd cure what ailed you, okay? It'd do that too, whatever. That's music from heaven. Anyway, we won't have no sickness, no sorrow forever. And won't that be something? Let's be dismissed. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, that Jesus is so much better than anything, better than this world. They can have all this world, just give me Jesus. But we thank you for him, for what he did for us at Calvary. Bless the morning worship. May you receive glory. It's not about us, our Father. May we worship in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.